Welcome to the 100th episode of the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. We've had a couple different names, and in fact, our numbering system at the beginning was a little askew because we used to do Faithful Friday on the Go Harvest Podcast. But for today, at least according to the numbers, the way we set it up, however we did that back during the pandemic, this is number 100, and we're thankful to have you listening. Today, I want to share a little bit about something I've been learning from a book called Relentless, From Good to Great to Unstoppable by Tim Grover, and what it's kind of inspired me to think about in terms of living out faith. And I invite you to listen in here in just a moment as we jump in.
Harvest Ministry Teams, the sponsor of this podcast, has been in existence since 1996 with the mission to go out to sing, serve, and share the love of Christ and to raise up the next generation of ministry leaders and Christian disciples. In case you haven't experienced Harvest before, check out our music at harvestministryteams.com/music. We have worship songs, kids songs, instrumental albums, and more on Spotify, YouTube, and Amazon. Thank you.
Well, there were several cool things in this book about living relentless, from going from good to great to unstoppable. And one of the things that I thought about when I read this and just kind of highlighted in the blog post for today were three different words for different levels of how people respond to challenges. And the way that the author of this book described it, it was the cooler, the closer, or the cleaner. The first is good, the second is great, and the last is unstoppable. So I thought I'd share examples of what these might be. The cooler avoids the winning shot. The closer takes the shot if they think they have a good chance of making it. But the cleaner trusts their gut and they shoot. They rarely think about it at all. They go for the shot, winning shot or not, they do their best 100%. Here's another example. The coolers won't take an offer in a role that they aren't comfortable with. The closers will take the role if asked and if they have enough time to think about it and study the role and prepare for it. And cleaners don't wait to be asked to do the role. They just do it. So I thought this was kind of an interesting thing, especially in light of the book a few years ago, From Good to Great. And then this guy takes the next level and says, From Good to Great to Unstoppable. And gives several illustrations of people that he has worked with that exemplify really pushing hard to do all they can to achieve and to accomplish and to be faithful in the gifts that they've been given. And so that's the topic of this podcast today. And I just want to share three things that I got from this book. The way he numbered the 13 ways to be relentless, each of them were number one, like they all had top priority somehow. So here are the three. Number one, push yourself harder. Resistance really is a real thing. I read about that in another book a long time ago. It's always stuck with me. You wake up in the morning, you had good intentions to go out and exercise, but there is a resistance there. I'm not sure how it all plays out, but somehow the thought process, our minds really do play a trick on us and kind of some ways trick us into just staying comfortable, the status quo, the easy thing to do, to lay in bed, hit the snooze, be there for a little while longer, and then we might move on. But we've lost our chance to exercise or do the thing we want to do. We really want to move ahead, but we go for the easiest path if left unchecked. And that's just the way everybody is. This resistance is kind of a universal thing. And so in order to make sure that we are doing what God is calling us to do, living life the way that we are supposed to be living, then we have to push ourselves a little harder. We have to set accountability for ourselves. We have to make sure that we do the thing that we want to do the evening before when we made our list. And that's just one tiny little thing, making a list. Sometimes it's other accountability factors like exercising in that example with someone. Or in my case, I've mentioned on the podcast several times that if I have my phone beside my bed, I'll wake up and scroll for who knows how many minutes before I finally get up. And so a couple of years back, I did a life-changing thing and charged my phone in the kitchen only. And as a result, I wake up and just sitting there kind of nothing to do. So I just go ahead and get up and go get my phone and start the day. And so I recently came across this quote, sort of prayer from E. Stanley Jones. And it says, "O Christ, do not give me tasks equal to my powers, for I want to be stretched by the things too great for me. I want to grow through the greatness of my tasks, but I need your help for the growing." I thought that was a great prayer and a great quote from E. Stanley Jones, and it fits with this idea. We want to push ourselves harder because we don't want to just stay in the mundane, simple status quo stuff. We want to live out our faith in what God is calling us to do. And sometimes that does mean do the little things well, but we do it joyfully and with all of our might on a continual basis. We push ourselves harder. Another way to stay relentless, if I'm doing the list the way the author did, this is also number one. Get into the zone. And I don't know if you're like me. I've heard phrases that really kind of convict me at times. Phrases like too many irons in the fire, or spinning too many plates, or spinning any plates at all, really. I don't know why anybody would do that. Or juggling your schedule. And all those things really have like a sense of like urgency and no escape, and something's going to break or fall or have a problem. And you know, what's weird is at times we even pride ourselves on the idea that we can multitask or be involved in so many things or have our schedule so packed out. And so one of the things about getting into the zone is to get a hold of what we know is the most important thing. And sometimes that's just the little things in life, the daily thing of like making sure we spend time in prayer and devotion, even if our schedule is full. Other times it's understanding and growing in the clarity of doing what only we can do. The 5% that no one else can do in the world except for you, to love your family well, or to be faithful to your spouse, and to be a good parent, or to be an employee that's able to do the work that you've been gifted to do that's helping your ministry or organization or company move ahead. And so in order to do that, you have to get and stay in the zone. That is how you become unstoppable. And then the next one on the list, again, number one, know who you are. And I was just thinking about this from the standpoint of clarity of calling is so important, and coming to the realization that not everything is possible for you. And when that happens, a huge burden is definitely lifted. As a kid, and with the Disney sort of message in our world, everybody can do anything they want. And that's just not true. You kind of realize, sort of hopefully soon enough in life, that you can't do everything. You might be able to accomplish a lot of stuff, but you can't even accomplish it all, even if you wanted to or gifted with it, just because of the sheer volume and the amount of time that you have. So at some point you realize, no, not everything is possible in the sense that you're going to be everything. You're going to be a great singer, a great athlete, a great this or a great that. And when that happens, this huge burden is lifted. And you discover that you have these gifts for a couple things, or maybe a few things, that really begin to move full speed ahead. And in addition to those gifts, clarity is important for our hearts, who we are, to whom we belong, and where does our sense of purpose come. At some point in life, you got to stop working so hard on making sure that you have everything set for the sake of the way people see it. And you start having this kind of relentless inner confidence, because as a Christian, you know that you are absolutely qualified to live a fulfilled life by God's grace and in God's glory, living freely and abundantly. And when we begin to grasp a hold of that truth, then there is a burden lifted and we live more freely and more focused. So these three things: push yourself harder, get into the zone, and know who you are. Now, I know that sounds maybe like everything you read on a blog or hear on a podcast, and I don't want to make it seem just like this is another one of those motivate you for 5 minute type podcasts. There were 13 principles listed in the book, as I mentioned, but I like these three and I just wanted to share them with you. And one of the reasons I'm compelled to post these articles or kind of wrap-ups of books that I've read is because it keeps me accountable, for one thing, to keep reading, keep learning, and keep sharing. But I also, as I was reading this book, Relentless, it reminded me of much of what I read in the Bible and the kind of faith that Jesus and other disciples and heroes sort of modeled for us. And so here's just a couple of them. Jesus was relentless in several things. He was relentless in the message. He talked about the kingdom of God over and over and over. And when people didn't quite get it, it was almost like in several statements, he got fed up. How long am I going to have to stay with you? How long is it going to take for you to understand? And he was relentless in continually sharing the message. He was also relentless in love and in truth and in grace, calling people to holiness and turning people's attention to God. And so I like that one part of grace and truth. He was relentless in making sure that he gave people the opportunity to understand that their sins were forgiven, but that sins were not good. And he did that on several occasions. And one famous one is when he drew a circle in the sand, told all the Pharisees to throw a stone of whoever had been sinless, throw a stone first. And they all backed away. He's left with the woman who was had been caught in adultery and basically says, go and sin no more. Grace and truth. He points out the sin, and he was relentless in doing that. And we need that kind of gospel grace and truth today. Well, the second person that I'm reminded of when I think of relentless was Paul. And this is in a lot of different ways. He was relentless in his zeal and passion for the faith even before he followed Christ. He was like the perfect Jewish leader. And then he was relentless in sharing the truth with the young church once he encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus and became a follower. He was relentless as a missionary of helping people to understand the gospel. And even though he endured one hardship after another, he kept on moving, he kept on going, and he did that until the very end. And reading his story is powerful stuff. It's being in the prison, breaking free, singing songs in the dark, damp cellars whenever everything is looking terrible, and then he just praises the Lord, and miracles happen, power stuff happens, and the Holy Spirit heals people, and he's able to bring people back to life, and he's able to help people, and people laying by the side of the road asking for money, and just all kinds of different things. And so I think it's awesome that Paul was relentless. And then I wanted to share here, in addition to those couple of examples, that I want to encourage leaders and pastors and church staff to be relentless as we walk and serve in faith. I keep hearing all the time that pastors and ministry leaders are really dealing in this season, this time, with a kind of a historical low morale and a lot of resigning and a lot of changing positions and a lot of getting out of ministry altogether. And I want to encourage us to do all you can with the time and the gifts you have. Do all you can to call your church to greater things. Fight the idea that it's good enough for the church and we'll just go with it. Be relentless in doing your best work. Work like maybe you only have 3 more months at your current position. And what all would you do to help make things tie up loose ends and help things be ready for growth? And in that way, we're going to stay unstoppable. I'm inspired and encouraged by so many ministry leaders, people serving in churches over the years, people, even some who have gone on now, that were relentless in staying till the end. They finished well. And I love the idea of being inspired by that and being committed to carrying on that tradition of people who are following Christ, no matter what kind of hardships may come, no matter what kind of things may be in the way, or we're not certain of how it's going to turn out, we stay connected to Jesus. And in that way, we're able to relive an unstoppable life. So I want to thank you for listening to the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. And if you would like to, you're welcome to go to the timpriceblog.com. And there you can find this episode and also the blog post that goes with it. You can read through some of what I just shared with a link to the book and some other stuff as well. And I also just want to thank each person who listens to the podcast. If you are a church in our immediate area, Illinois, Midwest, right around here, we would love to be a part of your ministry with you. Through Harvest Ministry, we travel and we lead music for camps and conferences and events. We do that in all kinds of settings, one night, worship nights at churches, all kinds of things like that. And we would love to have you join us. We also, this school year coming up and each school year for the last couple decades, have kids conferences and youth conferences. And we would love for your church to find out dates and locations for that and to be a part of it. At the time of this recording, we don't have our dates for the next school year up, but you can find out at least more at harvestconferences.org. Well, I'm thankful again to be connected to you and thankful for the opportunity to share with you. And if you ever have any questions or thoughts, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me. You can find me at timpriceblog.com/podcast, or you can also go to harvestministryteams.com and connect with me there. And I'll speak with you next time. Have a great day.